Unbelievable, unbelievable. It's just starting to sink in now what we've done. We had a bit of a scream and a shout once we'd finished, a bit of a dance around, but yeah, we've just started to sink in what we've achieved, to be honest with you. So yeah, fantastic.
Peter, tell me about the emotions tonight that you must have had, because by the sound of what Matt Danks was telling us, in the first half you were up against it a bit and then got the equaliser before half-time.
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, we started quite well. First sort of 10, 11, 12 minutes, we were pushing on. We created a couple of chances, and then, unfortunately, they've gone through and nicked a goal. And we were sort of thinking, oh, you know, we tried to get through to 20 minutes with a bit of a clean sheet, especially after what happened Saturday. But we just plugged away, to be honest with you, and the grit and determination that these lads can show is... it's unbelievable. You know, I'm speechless sometimes watching them, and the passion that they show. And then, luckily enough, the referee, one of their guys off, second bookable, and we've managed to get a goal just before half-time. And the timing of the goal, I think 4 or 5 minutes after the sending off, and that was it then. The belief, the confidence, the morale, everything just changed, and the whole game changed on its head. And that was it, really. We went in at half-time, and had some conversations, told them to just relax, and you know, it's in our hands now, and we won't have a better opportunity than this to progress.
And so it's proved. And then after the winning goal, that last 10 minutes must have felt like quite a long time.
Oh, my word. Unbelievable. I'm sure it went 36 down to 35 on my watch. I'm sure it did. We were just sort of watching, and me and Ian, the manager, were just looking at each other, sort of saying, how long? And yeah, it was. I've never been through anything like that before. This is my second year on the sideline, and playing is a lot easier, let me tell you that.
I can imagine. It'll be an interesting ride home now, Peter.
It is, and to be honest with you, that's one of the big things that we were talking about. Well, 3 hours drive, you know, back to Willenhall, it can be an absolute terrible one, or it could be one of the best ones of our footballing lives. So that's what we're going to make it, to be honest with you. I don't think there'll be many turning up for work tomorrow.
No, well, quite possibly not. I'm sure people will be understanding. But just a last thought. I mean, obviously, you'll find out who you're going to be playing against tomorrow. Yeah. Buxton or FC United, of course, have a lot of fans. But whichever one it is, I mean, I know you had a great turnout on Saturday, but for the next game, a week on Saturday, it really will be a squeeze, won't it?
Do you know what? The owners and the guys behind the scenes have got their work cut out, because, you know, I don't think there'll be a 400 crowd there on Saturday. You know, we want to get it right up there. So, fingers crossed we can fill it again and get more Black Country folk down there. That's what we're after.